2 Corinthians chapter 5. I will not keep you long, and just that's the report from our ministry. And once again, thank you very much for supporting lots of Filipino missionaries. I don't know, probably this will be our last time to be here. At least we visited Bethel. But not here, not in the Philippines. We will see each other again in heaven.
Amen.
Amen. So I'm about to preach to you with regards to death. Who is afraid of dying? You cannot blame somebody, even a Christian, afraid of dying. You cannot blame. Why? Because there are reasons behind. Probably they're not ready because they have loved ones or not yet saved. Probably they have loved ones that are dear to them that they are taking care of. Or probably there are things that, you know, set things in order. Probably those are valid reasons. But specifically as Christian, we are not afraid of dying. I am not afraid. So I would like for you to pray for me. I am limited, not like Brother Miles. I always mention Brother Miles because he's a dear friend. He's intelligent, a good leader. Please pray for them because tomorrow they will be driving in South Dakota. So, and then they will be back Monday in Marietta, Ohio. I cannot do that. So, it's very difficult. And here, we will read 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given us the earnest of the Spirit. Wherefore we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Wherefore we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of Him. Last verse. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Our Heavenly Father, we pray for the message that will really touch the hearts of your people. Use me as a channel of blessing. I want to glorify your name in our midst. And if there's somebody who is here tonight that doesn't yet accepted you as Lord and personal Savior, Father, I pray that you save him, convict him, Holy Spirit, help him, guide him, accept you as Lord and personal Savior. Thank you for this church. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. After fear is gone, facing death with confidence. Fear is gone. God gave us not the spirit of fear, but of power. So we sound mind. We should not fear death. Yes, there are times we're afraid, but honestly, as a Christian, we should not fear death. We should say, "Oh, death, when it's about my time, I am ready." Are you ready? Maybe if I'm asking that question and I have with me a machete or an M16, probably just run away. Yes, I'm ready, Pastor, because you have a bazooka with you. You know, it's not about that. You know, there are three things that I would like to share to you, younger generation, our seniors, our adult people. This is for each and every one of us. After fear is gone, we can face death with confidence. Any moment, anytime. Last month, February, I buried a grandson and a grandfather, 3 weeks apart. And the aunt or the daughter of the elder, she doesn't know what to do, because when her nephew met an accident, three of them riding, those are in a motorcycle, those are seven. If you count, you know. They are riding, three of them in a motorcycle, no helmet. All of a sudden, there's a van turning right and they are fast. They collided. Two died instantly. The one survived just for 4 days in a coma, and he didn't make it. So the aunt, she's grieving. She lost her nephew, 16 years old, very young. Crying. 3 weeks after, her dad died of cancer. 3 weeks after, and then she's crying again. Until the last night when I was there preparing for the burial, she's just standing and know what to do. It seems like he's out of her, you know. I mean, she seems that she's crying, but there no more tears dropping. That same month, we buried a pastor in the southern part of Luzon. A pastor up in the mountain with the Mangyans, our native. He died at the age of 52, heart attack preacher. We went there, two buses from Luzon, from the northern part, headed by Pastor Kizon. So about 80 missionaries, 80 pastors went there. Never been there. And we buried him. Very young, 52. By the way, I'm 42. But how about that 16 years old? You cannot choose age as far as death is concerned. When it's your time, it's your time. The question is, are you prepared? Do you still have that fear? Are you afraid? Three things that we should not be afraid. Fear is gone. We can face death with confidence. This is the message for us Christians, because a lot of times we are afraid. But also for our visitors, if there are somebody here who doesn't know the Lord, or maybe you're afraid of dying, then the message is for you. When we realize that we are living in a tent, that's the number one point, that we should not fear death. We can face death with confidence when we realize that we are living in a tent. Tabernacle here speaks of a tent. The tabernacle here in verse 1, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle, he's talking about our body, our physical body. Can you pinch your body? Are you still there? Are you awake? If not, you're dead. We can bury you now. You can have a funeral night now here. The Bible says, again, let me use. This is the second time I'm using this. Because I tried the first time, but I'm reading the wrong verse. We have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. Again in verse 1, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, We should not fear death. Number one, if when we realize that we are living in a tent, if you understood, if you know that you're just living in a tent, no, what is the meaning of that? When you talk about tent, do you want to live in a tent? But it's good to live in a tent during your vacation, probably 2 nights, 3 nights. How about 1 week? Or how about 2 weeks? Or how about you have a fight with your wife and your wife said, go out and you will bring with you your tent outside your house. And your wife said, okay, stay there for 2 weeks. Can you stay there? It's only good. You know what tent means? Temporary. This body is only temporary. Amen? Temporary. You know, when you talk about temporary, tents are, no, we have insecurity. Ray, you'll be insecure if you're going to say, you're saying, oh, I'm living in a tent. Or people are comparing, they have a good house and then you're living in a tent. A lot of insecurities there. You know, look at yourself. We're not perfect. A lot of insecurities. I've watched last night on a VHS, Pastor Dave, a wedding of Pastor Elmer. And we were there as ambassadors singing 1994. That's the same year when we first came here in Bethel. We went to a wedding and Pastor Kison asked us to sing for a wedding. And actually, we don't know a wedding song, you know, so we just sang When I Wake Up, and it's like evangelism, you know. And we are laughing last night, and I saw myself, is that me? And then I look at the mirror, is that you? Because 20 years ago, I still have that thick hair. Now, I am looking for the spotlight so that I can position myself, not, you know, because you'll have a moon or sunlight here, you know, reflecting. Now I'm using this. People are worried about their figure. People are worried about their skin. American people go to the Philippines just to get tan. We Filipinos come here, we want white skin. You don't know. I mean, you cannot understand people. People are short. People are tall. People are handsome as, you know, Pastor Dave and me and Pastor Skyver. How about you? We have lots of insecurities, but you, no need to worry. These are temporary. When we go to the Lord, when we go up in heaven by natural death or by rapture, we don't have to worry because these insecurities, this imperfection, we don't have to worry. It's just temporary. We will have a perfect body, a house, not made with hands, but by God. Not only insecurity, but the quality of a tent. You see, the quality of our body, you drink a lot, you swallow pills that will prolong your life. Go ahead. You want to live 100 years more? How about 200 years more? That's difficult, you know? It's getting, shorter and shorter, the lifespan. People are asking, what's the lifespan in the Philippines? 70, 75? I don't know here. Who dies first? Men. I don't know why. If that's true or not. So you just talk to your wife. Okay, I'm going first. Don't you worry, I'm saved. Amen? The quality of a tent, uncomfortable. So we cannot dwell here for a long period of time. I am 42. Maybe you are 50. You are 60. Again, it's temporary. And we can see the quality of this body. It's decaying. Amen? The older you get, I wish I can translate this right so that all of us will not be offended. You know, the color of our skin, it looks like dust. It's getting closer. We came from dust, right? And we're going back there. Amen. And we smell dust. Why? Because the quality of a tent, the quality of this tabernacle. But we have a good quality that God had made for us. The soul. Our soul. The house is this body. When we die, we will get a better house, not made with hands, but made by our Lord. My brother and sister, fear is gone. We can face that with confidence when we realize that we are living in a tent. May I add, sickness, disease, financial problem. Hello? Financial problems. You know, as Christians, we should praise the Lord. You should praise the Lord. Sometimes, poverty here, should I say most of the time, poverty here, it's not the same poverty in third world country. Poverty there, you will not eat a day, two, or a week. Poverty here is probably you only have one car. You still have a house, wonderful family. Probably you just, you know, the work is not really fit for you, so laid off. Or I know it's a universal thing. It's not only happening in your country. But when that thing come, you know, financial problems, those are temporary. You cannot have a job forever. And we must praise the Lord. You're still alive tonight. You can go to your house. You still have a house. You have air condition. You have heater. You will not walk from here to your house. It's only temporary. When we die, we'll be in heaven. We have a place called heaven. And we have a body, house, wherein God made for us. Not only that, but when we understand what happens when we die, the Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. You know, we have this, you know, phobias. What are you afraid of? Spider. Afraid of snake. I love snake. I eat those. Yeah, especially cobra. Yeah. Dog? No more. Used to be. I used to eat dogs, you know. But no more. Snake. I eat snake. Cat? Twice. I don't want you to, you know, feel gross about me. Pastor, will you please don't support anymore Pastor Ador? I said before. Now I became a Christian. Amen. No more. What are you afraid of? You know, the best or the greatest fear of all is the fear of the unknown. Fear of the unknown. And the antidote for that? Information. Thank God for this church. Thank God for your Sunday school. Thank God for your school. Why? Because the best information comes from the Word of God. You know, we have lots of speakers, great speakers, but they are not getting information from the Bible. You know, thank God, once in a while we forget. But when we go to church, we are refreshed again, brand new. Amen. You just click refresh and we're refreshed again. Why? Because the Word of God is being taught and being preached. Information. You know the information here, it says in the Bible, that departure of the spirit from the body, departure of the soul from the body. When we die, our soul will depart from our body. We will leave this tabernacle, earthly tabernacle. The soul will go to heaven. Why? Because the Bible says it will not go anywhere. I mean, people are saying your soul will go to trees, your soul will go to dust, you know, or you will sleep in limbo. No. Or Catholic people are saying your soul will go to purgatory. If you're rich, you can get there easily because you can pay for the prayers, special prayers, and then you will, you know, amen? Information from the Word of God that when you die means you will be absent from the body and present with the Lord after departure, an immediate presence. The immediate presence, we are in the immediate presence of the Lord in verse 8. That's what the Bible. We are confident, I say, and willing to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. That we will not be found naked. That we will receive our new body. We will appear at the judgment seat of Christ. And we will receive rewards. So, Christians, while we are here on earth, let us go for the gold. Let us go for the reward. Not for us to be saved because we are saved already. We accepted Christ as Lord and personal Savior. Now, while we're here on earth, if the Lord gives you 1 year or 2 years or maybe one day, do your best for the glory of God. We will appear before the judgment seat of Christ. That's what the Bible says in verse 10. As I close, let me say this. Number 3, when we are assured of our salvation. The best assurance is not insurance, but the best assurance is the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God for the hotel, the accommodation, Pastor. Good accommodation. We're like in a honeymoon now. Thank God we're away from our 4 kids. For a while. What if at the desk says, it's not written. I mean, there's no reservation, Pastor. It's booked. Maybe you forgot. What will you do? Typical illustration. And it's happening. One day, when we die, we are reserved in heaven. We have a reservation. There are times you pay partial for the reservation, but praise the Lord, when He paid the reservation, He paid in full at the cross of Calvary, 100%. Now, we are 100% sure we have a reservation up there in heaven. We are assured of our salvation. I like this. In verse 7 says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Now, that's the message. I mean, we're about to go our ways. The meaning of walk by faith and not by sight is while we're here on earth. Walking by faith meaning you see God in your life. That is walking by faith. So that when you have problems, you need to see God. Not the problems, but the God who helps you during those trials. And you will see God by faith. If you will walk by faith. Not only that, you will see the hand of God working. You will see the work of God. If you're walking by faith, living by faith, you'll see the work of God. Another Filipino preacher came here, your missionary. His name is Brother Ador. You need to live by faith. You need to listen by faith. You need to walk by faith because without that, you cannot sense and see the work, the hand, and the purpose of God in your life. I'm just here telling what God is doing in the Philippines. Now, it's about you. It's about us. After the message has been presented and preached over and over again, we need to walk by faith so that we could see the hand, the work, and the purpose of God in our lives. May I encourage you, let us walk and live by faith. No more days. I mean, getting shorter and shorter. What about tonight? What about tomorrow? Are you afraid? If you have done your best, and if you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, I am ready, even right now. But if you'll give me another year, 2 years, I'll live for you. I will walk by faith, not by sight.